Now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Eurovision. Shout Out.
I wish I could say I'm Conchita, but only she can sing that well. I'm Steph, by the way.
Yes, we're celebrating Eurovision a little bit more today, but also our fifth birthday as well as someone else's.
That's right, Inigo turned five this year too, but also in the show, Ivan's managed to grab an interview with Michael Hughes.
Not heard of him? Well, I'm sure you'll have heard of some of the things he's been up to.
All coming today.
Right here on Shout Out. Hello, how are we all?
Good evening.
Hello, John.
Hello,
how are you?
I'm good.
So, and hello, Steph.
You alright?
That was quite slick for us, that opening, wasn't it?
What are you trying to say?
Well, it was like twice as long as I would normally do one. And I was reading it and I was thinking, oh my god, we're never going to get all this out by the time the jingle ends.
I think we had 3 seconds if we spoke fast.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, we are sort of still, because it's Eurovision. It's on tonight, actually, after our show.
Yeah,
it's
Yeah, and it was semi-finals, because, you know, like England go straight in. But not all of them do.
Yeah, they've split it now.
Yeah.
To make
so
it
we've had
easier.
One round of semi-finals on Tuesday, which I watched. There were some awful acts and that, and some very good ones. Yeah, there's a couple that were very out of tune. But you always get that, don't you?
And so then, like season 6 of Drag Race.
Yeah, right. Okay,
you got it. Spot on.
And so it's the second lot tonight. It's finals on Saturday, I think. And lots of people having parties. So.
And every country voting for their neighbouring country.
Yes, I think Proud Bar's actually screening the whole lot as well. So if you want to go see it, you can pop down there and see it. So, and of course, our birthday. I've got some good news about our birthday. Fifth birthday, 2 weeks tonight it is. I'm sure it's 2 weeks tonight. Have I got
yeah,
my dates right?
No.
Yeah, 4th of June.
Two Thursdays away.
Yes. Sing at Bristol have now confirmed. They're going to come sing for us.
Super.
How cool is that?
Brilliant.
So that means we've got Lucy Ray, Freddie Williams, and Sing Out Bristol all performing, plus all those prizes to give away.
Yep.
And that's all going to be during the live show between 7 and 8, but the party goes on till midnight.
Yeah. So it's going to be a packed hour, isn't it?
Yeah, but this is the important thing, because I know what it's like on a Thursday. You kind of like, you've got to work the following morning, and we're broadcasting at 7. So I think a lot of people are going to come straight from work, hopefully. But you need to be there for the 7 o'clock start to win the prizes. That's the important bit.
Yeah, I've got the following day off. Because I'm going to be there right to the end, aren't I?
Yes, you're doing Handbags and High Heels for the party, aren't you?
Yep, and we're going to be taking out on Pirate Nation around the world live.
Yeah,
and so. I'm on study leave.
Oh, yes, so you'll be enjoying yourself too. So, yeah, it's really cool. It should be good fun. So everyone's been really supportive. All the venues that have sponsored it have been absolutely amazing as well, which has been really cool. So, now changing the subject completely. Do you remember we had Rick Kopp on the show? From Where the Bears Are.
Yes, yeah.
It was the first one we ever actually videoed and put on YouTube and the like. They made their Kickstarter, as we know.
Yeah.
We said about that a few weeks ago. Ivan's out in the States at the moment and happened to bump into them while they're filming.
Oh, my...
Yeah.
Did they get the plane crash? Because they were going to just rent a whole Boeing 747. Oh,
that was season... Well, season 3 had... Yeah, I don't think it crashed. They haven't said what they're doing with this one, apart from the two get married. That was, and they let that loose live on the show. That's the first time anyone knew that. So, but have a listen to this. This is hilarious.
Out the back of a gay bar in Palm Springs.
Shocking.
What a coincidence. And you're in the middle of filming a series
4. Yes, season 4, and we have 19 shoot days. We've done 14 so far. We have 5 left.
Oh my goodness. So you're I can't even work out how far you're through.
Well, we're 2/3 of the way done, and it's going to be a very exciting season. We shot 2 days aboard Judy Garland's yacht.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Judy Garland's
it's Bears
yacht.
At Sea.
Bears at Sea. At sea or in the sea, because I hear you got a little bit wet.
Yeah, we do a jet ski chase this season, and we cut a little too fast, and I went into the ocean.
Oh,
and, yeah,
oh.
With the sharks and everything. But all I could think about is don't lose my sandals because I need them for the next scene.
Right, great. So you're nearly done. So
nearly died. Yes,
nearly done. Nearly died. And yeah. And so when's the first
we're
episode going to be out?
We haven't an exact date, but it's probably going to be mid August.
Goodness.
And
me.
Then the DVD will be out again on Black Friday, like after Thanksgiving.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Oh well, good luck, Rick. And I hope you wear a life preserver next time
I
around. Think, right?
Well, I did have one on.
Have you got any more seas?
But I'm a bear, so I was sinking anyway.
Oh, that's up for the fine. Okay, darling. Well, take care. It's great to catch up with you.
Love you, Ivan.
Why are you
so there you go, jet skis.
He was excited, wasn't he?
Very excited, yeah. they've been making little mini videos and posting them up on Facebook to kind of like tease everyone. I don't know if you've seen them, but yeah, what was hilarious.
I wonder what they were doing out the back of the nightclub.
I wouldn't ask. Knowing Rick, I really wouldn't ask. So, but yeah, apparently they've been talking about Natalie a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because you know on the show, Natalie said that could she be a DJ and get killed off?
Yes.
So I believe it has been mentioned.
Yeah.
So we might have to kill Natalie and send them the video footage or something.
Yeah. Oh, she won't be going on a one-way trip then?
Well,
we won't have to buy her a one-way ticket on...
Well, we could. You want to buy Natalie a one-way ticket?
You
could tell her that.
I think she's already listening.
Yeah. Anyway, it's that time. So he's our youth correspondent, because he's only 18, bless him. What were you doing for 18. Ouch Hout this
and
week,
mate? He has ID.
Yeah, he has ID. You have ID?
I got my ID.
Do you get ID'd much? Do you get ID'd where you go?
I got ID'd yesterday while getting my mum's prescription.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. That was the first time I used it as well. I was like... That was the first time I used my ID as well. I was like, okay, we're going to need to see your ID to give you this prescription. And then I was like...
Oh, especially when you're buying alcohol that you get asked for ID.
When does John stop becoming our youth correspondent?
Well, I don't know. When do you stop becoming youthful?
I don't know, 21?
Well, like, if we're looking at... if we're looking at how, like, the average age of, like, everyone here...
Oh, I'm saying that I know this is going to be pain. You know this is going to hurt.
So, like...
Steady, John.
It's all right. I believe he's off to uni later this year, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, I think I can, like, carry on until, like, I'm 100.
Anyway, what event have you got for us this week, mate?
Okay, the event that I have on is, like, next month in June. We have a lot of things going on in June.
Yeah,
like
it's going to be very busy. Very busy June, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what's this one?
Okay, this is the Collar Ensemble. It's a youth choir, kind of like Shout Out, but it's...
You mean Sing Out?
It's kind of like Sing Out. Oops, yeah.
Shout out to us, mate.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not singing.
Oh my gosh.
Sing out to the choir. So
he's heady.
Colour Ensemble.
Yeah, the Colour Ensemble. And it's kind of like Sing Out, but it's for LGBT young people and their friends. And they meet at the station on the 1st of June, Monday, at 5:30. No, 6:30. And it costs £4 to get in.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what do they do? Are they teaching singing? Or?
Yeah, they teach you how to sing. You don't have to be a good singer. You don't even have to sing. You can just, like, come along.
And meet the tea, yeah?
Yeah. It's for 14-year-olds upwards, and yeah. Well, 14-year-olds to 19-year-olds, I think, but yeah. Yeah.
Is it a big group, John?
I'm not really sure, actually. Like, it's the first meeting on the 1st of June.
First one.
Yeah, you get to be the first.
So that could be quite cool.
Yeah.
So can you sing?
Yes, actually, I can.
So you're going to go along?
I'm going to, like, lead everyone. I'm going to, like, have everyone start speaking in tongues. I'm going to bring Jesus. I'm going to bring Mary. I'm going to bring my dog, Puppy.
So it's at the station.
Yeah.
If people want to find out more, is it on Facebook or has it got a
yes,
website?
Yes, they have a Facebook page, actually.
Oh, they do? Cool.
Yes. Collar Ensemble. I can say that. My
Colour
last
ensemble.
Name's French.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Oh, should I say that?
No, you should. You can say thank you as well.
Okay,
if you
thank
like.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah?
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for telling me to say thank you.
You're welcome, my love. You're 18.
You're welcome. Love. That's it.
Prego.
Right, anyway, moving on.
Hi, this is David Bedella, and I play Roger Debris in The Producers, and you're listening to Shoutout.
Shoutout.
LGBT radio for you.
What? 5 years? Are you sure?
5 years? I can't believe it's 5 years.
Seriously, five? Come on.
Gorgeous. Fabulous. 5 years.
This June is Shoutout's 5th birthday, and what better way to celebrate than with a great big party?
Join the team for all the fun and games, broadcasting live from the Queen's Shilling on Thursday the 4th of June.
With a live performance from Lucy Ray, plus a whole evening of camp classics courtesy of Handbags and High Heels.
Plus, Miss Beaver will be pulling your names out of her bag to give away a shedload of prizes.
Thanks to our sponsors, you could win
one of three-course meals for two people any Sunday, courtesy of The Retreat.
A free drink for you and four mates, courtesy of The Palace.
Free entry for you and four friends, plus a bottle of bubbly for you all to share, courtesy of The Queen's Shilling.
Free afternoon tea for two, courtesy of Chin Chin.
One of five £5 Amazon vouchers, courtesy of us here at Shoutout.
All you have to do to be in with a chance to win is to come join us at the Queen's Shilling for the live broadcast between 7 and 8.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and entry costs just £2.
All money raised on the door is being kindly donated back to Shoutout to help us broadcast live from this year's Pride.
So come join Shoutout for our biggest ever birthday bash. For more details, go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/5.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see the website for full details.
And of course, Freddie Williams is joining us along with Lucy Ray and Sing Out Bristol. That's going to be so much fun. Right, time for a bit of Eurovision.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Up. Woohoo! I put the mics up, it will catch somewhere else. Well, I thought, you know, some of the this year's songs are really cool, but I have got our one in again towards the end of the show.
Have we got CCTV or a webcam in here?
No.
Oh, they wouldn't have seen you ripping my skirt off.
Just in case you have no idea, that is Bucks Fizz and Making Your Mind Up. So, you are listening to Shout Out on BCFM.
And you're listening to Pirate Nation, the sound of free radio.
And also on GFM.
And Bass Radio. And BSR 103.4.
Thank you. I was looking at you going, we practiced that before we went up on air as well.
You failed miserably.
Oh, dear.
I'm in birthday mode at the moment. It's just, you know.
That doesn't mean he's naked.
No, it means I'm planning the birthday show.
Our birthday.
Our fifth birthday show, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Are you guys looking forward to it?
Oh, yes.
It's going to be fun, isn't it?
It's going to be a fantastic night.
Anyway, let's find out what's going on in the LGBT news across the world.
This is Shoutout News on Thursday the 21st of May 2015.
One of the local radio stations, which regularly gives over its output to showcase female music and DJ talent, is having a makeover. The internet station Passion Radio Bristol, which also works with Shoutout's home station BCFM, is gaining a spectacular new website, which officially goes live in 2 weeks' time. The station is very much the grandparent of today's community radio stations and began life in 1994 as an FM pirate station before moving into the innovative world of internet streaming. Once a quarter, the station gives up one Saturday to women artists and female DJs in Bristol and the West Country.
Rabbit and Gay Rabbit, two dating and texting contact channels on the Freeview platform, have marked their seventh birthday. Gay Rabbit has allowed many isolated gay, bisexual and trans people from across the UK to meet, even in rural and sparsely populated areas. The service broadcasts from 7 a.m. to 4 a.m. the following day on Freeview Channel 203.
two community newspapers who between them have a huge degree of respect in the Irish community, have nailed their colours to the mast of marriage equality in the Republic of Ireland. The Irish Post was founded way back in 1970 out of the alternative and underground press of the day, and sought hard to represent the Irish community in Britain through a difficult period for community relations. Its competitor, the Irish World, was set up in 1987. Both papers this week published long articles on marriage equality, urging support for a change in Irish law to allow same-sex partners to marry in the eyes of the state. This represents a large boon to the Irish LGBT communities, as the two titles are opinion formers in the Irish population of the UK. The Irish World additionally reports that a senior nun who has won accolades for her work with poor and disadvantaged groups has spoken in favour of equality, putting her conscience above the official position of the Catholic Church in Ireland.
Meanwhile, the Irish government has ruled that broadcasting stations in the Republic can challenge incorrect information being peddled by the No campaign in the referendum on equal marriage. A report on the media website Radio Today says that state broadcaster RTE and commercial radio and TV stations must be impartial in the run-up to the referendum, but crucially have added that they have a duty to challenge misinformation and downright lies being quoted, with the chief offenders being anti-gay groups. The decision should give broadcasters more leeway to challenge groups that oppose same-sex marriage for making erroneous claims.
Radio Havana in Cuba reports that Fidel Castro's daughter has presided over an unofficial mass wedding of same-sex couples on the island. Although same-sex marriage remains illegal in Cuba, dozens of gay and lesbian couples tied the knot at the event, with religious leaders from Cuba and the US presiding over the ceremonies. It marked the 8th annual march against homophobia and transphobia, timed ahead of the International Day against homophobia, transphobia and biphobia. Cuba's experiment in socialism has come a long way in recent years. As late as 1980, the state was officially persecuting gay men and trans people. But since then, it has come under pressure from the left internationally to catch up with the rest of the world, and now stands as one of the Caribbean's most progressive countries on feminism and LGBT issues.
GCHQ, the UK's Communications Intelligence Agency, has illuminated its iconic building in Cheltenham in rainbow colours to mark the celebration of International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, and to celebrate its commitment to diversity. Shoutout interviewed an out gay employee several months ago about being gay and working for them, and this interview is now linked on the agency's government website as an aid to recruitment. Being LGBT has not been a barrier to working at GCHQ for many years, and they now actively encourage members of the community to apply for roles there. Indeed, there is an active network within GCHQ called Pride at GCHQ. Robert Hannigan, director, said, "World-leading innovation in technology absolutely requires diversity. That was true for GCHQ when Alan Turing tackled the enigma for us, and it is just as true today. I'm proud of our diverse and creative workforce."
And finally, Peter Tatchell is the guest interviewee on the back page of the political magazine The New Internationalist this month. The gay human rights campaigner speaks about his optimism for the future, his pride at having been part of some important campaigns, and the support he receives from the wider LGBT communities. New Internationalist is a progressive political magazine which champions causes of integration and self-organisation for the Global South, and it's available from alternative bookstores and larger newsagents such as WH Smith.
For these news stories and more, check out the website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr
and Natalie.
Shoutout News.
Hi, I'm Morgan James, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
You want some more Eurovision?
Sorry?
You want some more Eurovision?
I'm not too keen on the one that you're about to play.
Are you?
To be honest.
Oh.
I mean, that's going back to my era, isn't it? Sadly.
Oh, is it? You're giving away your age now.
I know.
Yeah. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Like a puppet on a...
Dink, 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 dink.
String.
Am I making you feel like a teenager again?
Thank you, Andy. She never wore shoes, poor girl. Could never afford them.
No, you were saying. Yeah. You were saying. I just, you know, I thought, you know, it's Eurovision. We get in the spirit.
Thankfully, records in the 60s and 70s were very short.
Mm. Now, hashtag, we just need to pee. Does that mean anything to you?
It does, actually, yes. Yeah. It brings to mind Michael Hughes.
Yes. Quite. I can't imagine what it's like, but in short, basically, in certain places in America, they're trying to pass a law that means that you can't use the toilet if you're trans, I believe. Or you can't use...
I think one of the states was Florida, wasn't it? Was looking at that.
Well, I have a funny feeling we're going to find out a lot more about it, because Ivan very kindly managed to catch up with Michael, and he was very kind and spent some time, and they had a good chat. So we'll have a listen to this.
Well, today I'm speaking with someone at the forefront of equality for transgender individuals in the United States. He's recently been catapulted into the limelight amidst a social media storm following the introduction of legal bills across the US restricting public bathroom use for transgender people. Michael Hughes, welcome to Shout Out.
Thank you very much. I'm happy you asked.
Before we get onto the specifics of that bathroom campaign you're currently involved with, Michael, can you tell us a little more about yourself and your day-to-day life?
I am a transgender man. I've been transitioned for going on 20 years now, and I've been married for 12 years to my wonderful wife and have helped her raise 4 now grown children. So we stay pretty busy with that. My oldest daughter's getting married in June, so we're in that crazy wedding planning, giving away all of our money mode.
Amazing. And you also take part in sensitivity training for individuals as well, is that correct?
That's something new I've taken on. I have in the past done some continuing education with some local elementary teachers, which is kind of what made me want to actually offer that to businesses and schools and things like that. For about 4 years, I've been doing quite a bit of public speaking. I go to universities and do different, you know, panels, solo presentations to educate people on transgender issues. So I'm excited to see where that's going to go.
Now, moving on towards the way the law is moving in the US, I've read recently that there have been over 100 anti-LGBT bills that have been introduced across the US this year alone in various states and cities. Notably in what are considered red states, and for those at home, that's those are dominated by a Republican legislature. Why do you think there is a sudden proliferation of this kind of discriminatory legislation?
I definitely think it's pushback. You know, we've come a long way with marriage equality, and I think as we've gained states that have now legalized same-gender marriage, we're starting to get this conservative pushback against that. Some of the states are trying to get rid of, you know, those protections and those rights. And then I think, you know, I don't know that it's coming from the same place with the anti-trans bills. I think that's more related to just visibility. We have a lot more visible trans people in the media. And I think, you know, a lot of these conservatives had never, that was never in their radar. I feel like they are all of a sudden, oh my gosh, you know, I don't understand this, and then reacting with fear about something they don't understand. Yeah, it's just kind of an odd time. I think we've gained a lot of ground and things are going in the right direction. And I think the pushback is just the nature of the beast.
There have been a number of bills introduced all over the place in the US to do with the religious right of discrimination. Obviously, trans people are caught up in that as well. But can you tell us more about the particular campaign that you're involved with?
I guess it's been about a year ago these bathroom bills kind of came into my radar. And it was when Minnesota, which is a blue state, primarily, typically, when I saw that they were introducing a bathroom bill primarily targeting high school students, I was especially shocked by that, and that's when I chose to get involved and start the selfie campaign. I had been watching Texas and Florida, both of which have some pretty nasty bills that they're trying to get pushed through aimed at transgender adults also. But the one in Minnesota was specifically geared at the high school level. So I started the selfies to just give a different view of trans people.
So what do you say to these people, you know, playing devil's advocate here?
With my campaign, my kind of goal with it was to show them a trans man and how if they get their way and these bills were to become law, then it was kind of like, you know, hello, look at me. You're going to put me in a women's bathroom based on my birth gender. Because I just don't think they considered, they're just focusing on predatory males and trying to get people scared that there's all these predatory men who will, you know, if we don't get these laws passed, will be doing horrible things to women in bathrooms. So I wanted them to see real trans people, trans lives, and not knowing this thing would blow up and become viral.
Exactly. It has blown up. And those pictures of you in actually both in female bathrooms and men's rooms as well.
Right.
But you're in both. They've gone all over the internet. Lots of people have commented on those. When you actually took those pictures, I guess we should point out that the people in the background are friends and relatives, etc., of yours. Is that correct?
Yes, and thank you for pointing that out. I have had so many nasty emails and comments about the poor women in my pictures. In most of the pictures, they were actually related to me, and these women went with me specifically to do this project. We checked the bathrooms beforehand. In most of the locations, it was a business that was about to close the doors for the night. So there was really little chance of an unsuspecting woman walking in.
Turning things around a little bit, have you ever suffered any kind of discrimination yourself when using a public restroom?
You know, I did. I actually started using men's rooms about 2 to 3 years prior to even transitioning. I had a hard time passing for female when I was technically, you know, still female. So I would get the gasps and comments and, you know, dirty looks when I would go into a women's restroom. So I just started using the men's room.
And of course, now you're involved with this campaign, you've kind of, you know, your face is out there. So you have actually put yourself, say, in harm's way, so to speak. Have you already said you've had a few nasty emails back, but has the response been quite positive otherwise?
It's predominantly positive. I would say 95% of the feedback I've gotten and the comments I've gotten are incredibly supportive, very positive. But yeah, you know, when I took some of the heat from the trans community for the way I chose to deliver my message, the way I did it, like I said, I didn't intend this would become viral. I didn't intend to speak for all trans people. I was kind of just giving my story because it did put my family in a vulnerable position. My wife would double check the deadbolts at night. You know, it instilled a little bit of fear in her because my pictures are going all over the globe. I knew by doing this, even though I didn't know it would go viral, I knew I was putting my face out there and outing myself to whomever ran across those photos on the internet. And with that does come a certain fear. For the first time in 20 years, we went out during this whole viral thing. We went out to a local bar and I told my wife, I said, you know, I feel a little nervous to go to the bathroom. And that was like the first time I had felt that fear. You know, what if I go in there and some man in the bathroom and we're at a bar where people are drinking, you know, what if he recognizes me, knows I'm trans, and there I am, you know, in a vulnerable position.
You are vulnerable. Has any of the actual legislation fully passed yet?
It is all still in the debate stage. People I've talked to here in Minnesota, it looks like the Minnesota bills are losing momentum, so that's good. I spoke with Equality Florida this morning about the state of the bill in Florida, and even though it recently passed its second of three hurdles, it seems like that bill also is losing some momentum. Texas, I'm not sure. It's still pretty heated in Texas, but it does appear that these bills are losing some steam, and I think because people are talking, and I feel hopeful that none of them will pass.
For anybody looking in from the outside, they almost seem utterly ridiculous. Do you think we will see an end to this type of proposed legislation in the US anytime soon?
I'm hopeful. So far, it seems really isolated to these four or five states. And I could be wrong. I just haven't, nothing's come across my radar about other states picking it up. And like with this Religious Freedom Act, they are ridiculous. And I'm hoping other states are paying attention and seeing the firestorm that's come from these.
What advice would you give to a trans person visiting the US from overseas? Should they be concerned about being targeted?
You know, I would hope not. I've felt for the almost 20 years, I've navigated, you know, society as a trans person. I've felt, you know, fairly safe. Most people I encounter that I out myself to that, you know, have found out, I've had such little negativity thrown at me. But that's not to say, and again, I don't speak for all trans people. There is a lot of violence against specifically trans women of color. And honestly, if a trans woman of color were coming to visit, there are certain places in this country I would say, you know, you need to be very careful. And I hate to even say that.
Right.
But there, you know, just since January 1, we've had in the neighborhood of 10 trans women of color attacked and or killed.
That's quite a considerable number. And as you're talking numbers, actually, I mean, I should point out, I do understand that with regards to women being assaulted or attacked by a transgender person in a public restroom, the numbers come out at absolute zero.
Absolutely none. It has never happened. You know, trans people have been using the bathroom for years and years. We've been using the bathroom of choice that matches, you know, who we are. And it has literally never happened. So these bills, they're getting people kind of worked up into this frenzy, this fear that, you know, all these horrible things will happen if we don't pass these laws. These laws have not existed, and we've been just fine.
I believe there's actually an app out there with a guide for safe public bathrooms for trans people to use. Have you heard of it? It's called a Pee in Peace, I believe.
I have heard of it. I haven't had any experience with it. And it makes me a little sad. You know, part of me, I'm glad that's there for people to be able to find us. I think it's sad as a society that anyone has to look for a safe bathroom to use. It's just incredible to me.
Now, if anyone wants to know more about your campaign, it's actually under the hashtag We Need to Pee, isn't it?
We Just Need to Pee is the hashtag.
Yep. Thank you very much for talking to us here in Shout Out. We wish you all the best with your campaign. And thanks for talking to us.
Have a wonderful day.
And can we say a huge thank you to Michael Hughes for that, because that was wonderful.
Good
that
interview.
Was
really interesting.
Really nice of him to talk to us. So. Mm. We'll be back in a minute when we're going to be celebrating fifth birthdays. Mm. But do you want some more Eurovision?
Oh, go on, man.
Yeah. You sure?
The Shout Out Podcast.
Still feeling like a teenager.
that one launched ABBA.
It did,
it?
Yeah.
Into world fame, that yeah. one. Yeah. I love their outfits.
Yeah.
I don't so much now. Like we're talking back in the day.
I wasn't born. Yeah. You weren't.
You weren't even. You weren't no. even a fish or an egg.
Speck in anyone's eye.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah. I'm sure you will know that one. That's Waterloo by ABBA.
No, I've never heard it before in my life.
Well, I always try and name checking, because every now and again people do email in and say, "Oh, I'm listening on the podcast to kind of the music." Because we have to take it out for legal reasons,
exactly.
Don't we? So,
yep.
So. Anyway, Shout Out is 5 this year.
Yes, getting old now.
It's 5 years we've been doing this, which is brilliant. I'm really looking forward to it. But we're not the only ones who are 5 this year.
No.
Can I ask you, Suzanne, how it feels being 5?
Oh, it's lovely. I wish I really was 5. No, it's brilliant. I can't believe that 5 years ago I had this idea to set this night up. Anna had this idea to set a night up. We came together, we met, we didn't know each other. We had dinner here at Goldbrook House and we decided to run it together. And then we got Amy on board. And the first ever Indigo was about 20 of our friends, and we just said, come along to this night, and we didn't quite know what we were going to do or anything. And then we've just always come up with new ideas, new ways of doing stuff, reaching out all the time to new people. We've now got 1,500 people on our mailing list. It's brilliant. And I don't suppose I didn't expect it to be this successful, because there's so much that happens and then it just stops. But actually this has been something that's been going for 5 years, and it's getting stronger and better, and more people are hearing about it. I was in a pub in London and somebody was talking about Indigo because they'd read about it in Diva magazine, which is amazing.
Oh, that's really cosmopolitan, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, what's been one of your highlights?
I love getting people together and getting people to make friends, to make sure everyone else is talking to each other. And I feel like my role is to facilitate. And when new people come along, welcoming them, making sure they know people. By the end of the night, everyone's made loads of friends. And there's never people just sitting on their own. And that's what's lovely. And people come back month after month. And I just, that's a highlight to me, really.
Well, here's to another 5 years, so happy birthday, Indigo.
Thank you.
So, hi, I'm here with a group of lovely ladies. What's your name?
Val and Aileen.
Val, I understand you're celebrating something here tonight at Indigo, aren't you?
Well, I've been coming to Indigo since the start, and I must say, it's really added to my social life. It's just fantastic to be able to come every month. I don't come necessarily all the time, but I just love it, and it's just so stylish as well.
And what about you? How long have you been coming?
I've also been coming for about 5 years. It's just really nice to see friends and a sense of community with women who are completely different in what they do and how old they are. And it's just really fab, because there's always someone to talk to, and really, really lovely people.
I'm at Indigo's 5th birthday party. I'm just talking to some of the women who've
come along for the very first time. Can I ask you what your first impressions of Indigo are?
It seems like a really great group of women. I'm so happy to find something like this to come to.
I understand you've come all the way over from Wales. How does it measure up to the Welsh opportunities for women to meet up?
Yeah, I found it's great here. So many nice, friendly faces around. Very excited. I'm lucky to come here to celebrate the 5th anniversary.
Could they count on you as being a regular then?
I think so. I really look forward for my next time come here.
I'm here with Anna, one of the founders of Indigo. How does it feel being 5?
Brilliant. We've just started school. I think we're just learning to read. No, fantastic. I mean, I don't think when we started that we believed that we would get this far, really. Like, it's amazing. And I mean, it's a testament to how brilliant my co-organisers are, but also how brilliant the women that come are, that we're still going at 5. And in fact, we're busier now than we were when we started.
There's some really positive feedback, actually, amongst the women that are here, people who have been here for 5 years, people who've just come this time, and it's the same thing, that it's just a fun social and just great place to network. What's been your favourite, one of your favourite sort of events Indigo's put on? I know, putting you on the spot there.
I love the Christmas parties that we do with the guys. So actually, I think, although the Night Circus was the biggest, I think Blackout was my absolute favourite, when the men and the women all came dressed up in their war costumes and we had just had the best party. But also it's been brilliant to do things, like to be able to see talented women that have been part of Indigo come through. Like, we had a couple of novelists that were coming along to Indigo for a couple of years, and then we were able to be part of their success. So we've done some book launches for amazingly talented women like Bea Hitchman and Amy Mason and that stuff. You really feel really very proud of them and very lucky to be able to share what they've done with the audience of women that we've built up. So that's been great.
And what about the turnout tonight then?
It's just brilliant. I think we've got up to 100 people here, all different age ranges, which is what we love to do. It's like everyone from a student to people in their 70s and 80s. I think it's brilliant to get women of different ages and different backgrounds meeting, and it's exciting when those different people come together and just talk to each other. Yeah.
Yes, the estrogen is definitely high. Well, that's testament to the Indigo success. And on behalf of Shout Out, I would just like to say happy 5th birthday to Indigo.
Oh, thank you so much. And thanks so much to Shout Out for your continued support. It's been nice.
Thank you, Anna.
Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
Rick Cop, when he's not falling off the back of a jet ski.
Yes.
Bless him. We played it last week, but it seemed only fitting because if we get nul point this week, it'll be the last time
so
we ever hear
this
it.
This year's entry, then?
This is this year's entry for the UK. This is called Still In Love With You by Electro Velvet.
The Shout Out Podcast.
What? 5 years? Are you sure?
5 years? I can't believe it's 5 years.
Seriously, 5? Come on.
Gorgeous. Fabulous. 5 years.
This June is Shout Out's 5th birthday, and what better way to celebrate than with a great big party?
Join the team for all the fun and games, broadcasting live from the Queen's Shilling on Thursday the 4th of June.
With a live performance from Lucy Ray, plus a whole evening of camp classics courtesy of Handbags and High Heels.
Plus, Miss Beaver will be pulling your names out of her bag to give away a shed load of prizes.
Thanks to our sponsors, you could win
one of 3 three-course meals for 2 people any Sunday, courtesy of The Retreat.
A free drink for you and 4 mates, courtesy of The Palace.
Free entry for you and 4 friends, plus a bottle of bubbly for you all to share, courtesy of The Queen's Shilling.
Free afternoon tea for 2, courtesy of Chin Chin.
One of 5 £5 Amazon vouchers, courtesy of us here at Shout Out.
All you have to do to be in with a chance to win is to come join us at the Queen Shilling for the live broadcast between 7 and 8.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and entry costs just £2.
All money raised on the door is being kindly donated back to Shout Out to help us broadcast live from this year's Pride.
So come join Shout Out for our biggest ever birthday bash. For more details, go to shoutoutradio.org.uk/5.
Terms and conditions apply. Please see the website for full details.
That's going to be so cool. And of course, since we made that jingle, Freddie Williams has confirmed he's going to come and sing a couple of songs for us, including his winning number from Cue the Voice. Brilliant. Which just put hairs on the back of your neck.
It was spectacular when you did that live.
And Singer are going to come sing as well. Hopefully they're going to do their medley of fun dance numbers that they did as their encore at the end of the show, if you went and watched it. It was really good, that. So
it was good.
It all should be good. And the Miss Beaver pulling your names out of her bag. Miss Beaver's bag, I thought.
Yeah, we're not even going to go there, Andy.
This is a family show.
Yes. Well, it was until we started talking about solar panels.
But can I say a big thank you to the sponsors as well? Everyone, because we've got the Queen Shilling, Chin Chin, the Retreat, the Palace. I'm going to miss someone out, I swear. And that's, of course, ourselves, because we put vouchers in as well. So, but everyone I've spoke to about it has been really, really supportive.
Do you want me to run out to the green room to get a pamphlet? Yeah. Just so you make sure you haven't missed anyone?
It's really funny, because that jingle where you hear Mitch going, 5 years? That was actually an outtake, but it's good. It ended up going in the jingle. So.
I think you have named everyone. Do you know that once, when I was doing the news, I said, this is Shout Out News on Thursday the 15th of... And I thought, what month is it? It just went out of my head. It's awful.
It's absolutely awful. It's fine. When you've got like people in you interviewing them and they blank, it's fine, because you can just ask another question and give them a bit of time to think. Yes. Like. But it's like when we name check the stations and you go through it in your head beforehand and you put the microphones up and you list them all and you're like, I've missed one. Oh my God, which one have I missed? And
do you just... want me to go through them again?
Go on then. Do you know their frequencies? Yeah,
BCFM 93.2, Pirate Nation, the Sound Free Radio on piratenationradio.com, BSR on 103.4, GFM on 100.
No.
And 7.1.
107.1.
Thank you. And Base, which is online.
BaseRadioBristol.co.uk.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm glad we
got Mr. Wikipedia in the studio. I love him when he helps me do the Monday morning show.
Which I am this coming Monday.
You certainly are, my darling. Yeah.
So, and a big thank you also to all the stations and broadcasters that I've done for
five years. They've all been really supportive, actually. Yeah. We've sort of grown and they're really good.
I don't think we've actually said it on there yet. But basically, on the birthday show, as normal, the broadcast is going out live from the Shilling between 7 and 8. But Pirate Nation Radio, who simulcast with us at the same time, are going to continue the feed all the way through to the end of the party.
Yeah. Do you know most of their listeners are in the US?
Are they?
Yes.
Oh.
Incredible.
They'll be partying in the
middle. Hello, America.
Hello. Yeah. Yes. They'll be partying in the middle of the afternoon on a Thursday. Then.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting, actually, because they don't have the same tradition of the sort of pirate radio stations like Radio Caroline and Radio London, which inspired PirateNationRadio.com. Yeah. It's a different tradition over there.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously struck a chord in the States.
Yeah.
They do have lots of community
radio
in America, though.
America has a lot of community stations, but you also get big kind of AM talk stations, which are very shock value. They're called shock jocks, some of the representatives. And they don't have impartiality like we have, so you can't, you don't have to represent both views of an argument.
You only need to look at Fox News.
Yes, it's whoa. Yeah, Ronald Reagan abolished the egalitarian, you know, the equilibrium.
What is wrong with that station? It's a news station. You're supposed to just read the news and be impartial.
It's all opinion. It's a bit like the Daily Mail over here.
But
it's
the opinions
very much
they
opinion.
Have. They're almost fascists.
I wouldn't actually want to do a show that was like that. No. You know, I prefer the fact that as a presenter, we're here to put all the facts out and let our listeners decide.
Well, in Europe, that's what a news channel is.
We're not a news channel, but Euronews and the BBC.
Especially CNN tend to be quite impartial.
Yeah, they have to be by laws.
Well, speaking of which, of course, it's the Irish vote tomorrow.
The referendum on equal marriage,
And of course, they're on an embargo over there, but it doesn't kind of affect us here. But I mean, it's been huge, hasn't it? Big no campaign, big yes campaign.
Yeah. And they still don't know how it's going to go. It's still 50-50.
Yeah, I think the bookmakers are saying odds on that yes will carry, but you don't know. I mean, as our recent general election showed, exit polls and opinion polls can be quite wildly inaccurate at times.
I know some people are even flying all the way from Australia just to come back to vote.
Yeah.
Because if you're an expat, I think it's something like, is it 18 months you can go back home to Ireland, as long as you're still registered, you can vote.
Ireland has a lot of people that live overseas of Irish descent, including the UK, so there'll be a lot of people
There's been huge campaigns to get people to come back and vote and make their voice heard from other countries. Yeah. So one chap I saw, I think it was on Pink News I was reading it, and he spent several hundred dollars just flying back just to vote. Yeah. And he's literally flying in on the evening, voting the following day, and then flying home again.
I don't know the answer to this, but European law takes precedence. So if they vote to go against, then what happens with the...
Well, I don't think the European Union as a whole, as an as a group of countries, have any of their institutions have said, equal marriage has to come in all countries, because it patently hasn't. Each country's taking its own decision. Mm. So Ireland will probably abide by the Irish vote. It won't go to European law for the time being. Okay.
Ironically, England is one of the most progressive countries in the world now. Yeah. We've got more members of Parliament who are LGBT.
So I read after the general
interestingly
election.
Interestingly, not T.
Yeah. And that's not just that England, that's the United Kingdom, you mean, Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
Oh, is it? Right.
Wales as well, and Scotland, of course.
Yeah,
right.
There's a lot of LGBT MPs.
Best of luck to Ireland for tomorrow.
Community in Ireland be looking forward to seeing what that happens.
I really hope it goes through. If you're listening on the podcast, it's already happened. We hope it went through. I always forget about that, because you can be listening next Thursday something, and it's already happened.
There's a whole archive on the website, isn't there? Yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be very, very exciting. And then, of course, on Saturday...
When did we find out?
I think overnight they're counting, as far as I know, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
But I haven't looked into that, so don't quote me on it.
On Saturday morning kind of thing?
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Ah, cool. So... that's it for us for this week. If you're having a Eurovision party this weekend, do us a favour, tweet us your photos we'd like to see. At ShoutoutBristol is the address, the tweet address.
And remember, it's our birthday party coming up. All the information is at shoutoutradio.org.uk/5.
Now, next week, we're catching up with Buckley Wilde, who you may remember has been on the show before. So, live from 7, so we will catch you then. But for myself and the rest of the Shoutout team, have a wonderful Eurovision weekend and a wonderful week. And we'll catch you next Thursday. Say goodbye, team.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.